For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week for another show related to health and wellness. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., always covering a wide variety of topics related to your health and wellness. And don't forget, if you can't listen live, you can always stream us online by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. You can download all of our previously recorded shows there for absolutely free. And you can also go to iTunes and type in the search bar Essentials of Healthy Living and download all of our previously recorded shows in podcastable format. It's a wonderful resource. Just got an email this morning from a local person who was thanking me for all the great information we share and was really grateful for the fact that we have all of the previously recorded shows available for absolutely free to be downloaded and listened to at your leisure. It's a wonderful education on health and wellness resources that you can learn so much great information about different conditions, different nutrients. Every week we usually have a different specific topic with a wonderful special guest. And of course, this week is no exception. This week I'm really excited. Got a great guest on, and he wrote a fantastic new book called Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine. Get the facts behind conventional and natural medicine. And his name is Guy Daniels. And I really like the concept of the book. You know, I get a lot of books pre-show to kind of review and look over. And some of them are more interesting than others. This one really grabbed me because even as a naturopathic physician and the breadth of knowledge and training and experience I have in my line of work, when I picked up the book and started reading some of the chapters on different nutrients and different conditions, I found it incredibly enlightening, more so than a lot of other books that I pick up related to health and wellness issues that I feel cover just the basics. And it's not only that this book goes beyond the basics, but what I really like about it is how well referenced it is. So that is Get the Facts Behind Conventional and Natural Medicine. As Guy will explain, he took a lot of painstaking effort to go through the literature and actually pull scientific studies from all of the most reputable journals that are reviewed by all doctors in the world and back up all of his assertions in regards to recommendations, nutrient information, and all of the stances that he takes in his book are scientifically validated by the same measures that Western medicine or traditional medicine uses to validate their standards. And to me, as a clinician, that's incredibly important because it's not just somebody getting out there and spewing their rhetoric or giving their slant on what they think is right, but this is actually backed up by science. And that is the gold standard for spreading information, whether it be in the traditional medical field or the conventional medical field. So we have some really interesting topics to cover. First, I want to introduce Guy. He's a practitioner, consultant, and author within the field of natural medicine. His background within the industry provides insight into the manufacturing and quality of supplements. With a master's degree in nutrition and a master herbalist certification, Guy's unique background is an asset to anyone seeking to better themselves after having floundered with conventional medicine, drugs, and even other alternative practitioners. His new book shares his cutting-edge research that defines the boundaries between natural and conventional medicine, reveals some misconceptions behind nutrition, and demonstrates how to take charge of your own health care and save money with the proper use of natural medicine. Guy, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you have definitely a nice bio. Sounds like a lot of great experience. Maybe you can talk about sort of what led you to down the road of creating this book in the format that you created. I mean, the title is very interesting, Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine. And as we talked about in the pre-interview yesterday, you know, there's a lot of books out there discussing concepts around natural medicine. And I mean, your book in a lot of ways is no different, but your angle on it is very different. And maybe you can just sort of talk about and share with the audience how you came to that perspective and, you know, what sort of led you down the road to get this book done.
Sure. Well, I suppose first and foremost, I actually am a patient of natural medicine. Even after having my master's degree in nutrition, I went on to suffer from ultimately diagnosis with Crohn's disease. And granted, I have that degree, but they don't teach natural medicine in school. So I went to, you know, the same route that everyone else takes. I went to see multiple gastroenterologists, and frankly, these people were absolutely useless. And I heard the same thing over and over again, you know, it's in your head, take this drug for the rest of your life, referring to prednisone in this case, or, you know, something to that effect, there's nothing I can do for you, when, you know, clearly there was, you know, as disgusting as it is, there was blood in the toilet bowl, and I hear this from my patients as well, and my patients also were told it's in their head. So in any event, it took me years to figure it out, but I did figure it out. I managed my personal Crohn's flawlessly through natural medicine many years later, no drugs, no surgery. And I do it for many patients, and I do it in quick fashion. So I want to be able to take my personal experience, show that natural medicine does, in fact, work under the right set of circumstances. You know, patients can't walk into natural medicine with this kind of magic in a bottle fixation where, you know, they're going to trade in their RX magic in a bottle for some OTC magic in a bottle and expect success without having done anything else.
That's right.
My philosophy, what I do, is holistic in nature in that, you know, I approach it from a dietary standpoint, from a supplement standpoint. I take a look at genes if need be. So there's more to it than just simply taking one particular thing from one bottle.
And that's so absolutely true, and I see that all the time. A lot of people enter into my practice as looking for that exact same thing. They're coming in wanting to trade their RX bottle for some sort of natural prescription, assuming that, you know, the pill that controlled their high blood pressure, they don't want to take anymore, so there must be some natural pill to control their blood pressure instead. And unfortunately, as I'm sure you are very well versed in, given your experience and background in the nutraceutical industry, there are a lot of people out there in the nutraceutical industry doing, I would say, is false advertising, where they give the impression that different nutrients by themselves are going to have this significant impact on certain conditions, where in reality, the whole concept of natural medicine and holistic medicine and what you do and what I do, you're truly dealing with the underlying causes of the condition. And in order to deal with the underlying causes of the condition, you have to work with the body on multiple different angles, because there's usually not just one causative factor that gets somebody to that state. And as you so incredibly detail in your book, in the section on inflammatory bowel disease, because you're obviously an expert on that, having gone through it, there are so many different factors that contribute, from diet to genetic predisposition to microbial pathogens to all sorts of different things that influence. And I think you illustrate that so beautifully in a lot of your book. And in the introduction, where you talk about entering into the world of natural medicine, I think you give a great overview and summary of some of the aspects of how this works and how you can't just take one approach. And maybe you can discuss a little bit some of the great information you shared specifically on botanical medicine and how it's related to traditional pharmaceuticals. And there's the aspect of dosage and toxicity and usage. I thought you really explained some really wonderful points.
Sure. So I incorporate a lot of clinical data in here, and I get a lot of emails and letters from people saying, you know, I really enjoyed the book. It was, you know, it was technical enough to where you really get your point across, but yet not too technical. And so what I try to do was back up all my assertions with a lot of clinical data in support, because frankly, a lot of the patients in our space who will want to come into our space oftentimes hear that natural medicine doesn't work. And, you know, they hear this from the MDs and the conventional medicine community who literally know nothing about natural medicine. It's just, you know, it's not their fault. That's just how they're brought up in the system. So when it comes to, but now in that same system, they're kind of going to have to, and as time goes by, because as I talked about in that first chapter you were just mentioning, the pharmaceutical / multinational corporation influence is getting larger and larger into the natural medicine community. For example, for many years now, Merck of Germany, a large pharmaceutical company, has owned Active Foley. And Active Foley has wide ramifications in natural / integrative medicine. And the list just goes on and on. We all know about out of Harvard, a resveratrol compound was sold to GSK for almost $750 million for diabetes. There are numerous products coming to the marketplace here in New Hampshire. Right up the road from me is Lonza Pharmaceuticals. They make a product called acetyl-L-carnitine. They're one of only three global manufacturers for that ingredient. And so what's going on here, whether it's probiotics or something else, the pharmaceutical industry, these big multinational corporations, do see the value in natural medicine, and frankly, they also see the profit potential in natural medicine. And so they're becoming more and more engaged and have more ownership in our world because there is value there, and people know there's value there. And so I try to display that value through extensive clinical data.
Yeah, and you certainly do that very, very well. So any other things that, you know, led you to going down, I mean, if you want to talk about it all, reducing your healthcare costs through natural medicine, the title of the book, I think, has an interesting spin on it. I know it's harder to find some of the hard data behind that, but maybe you can talk to some of the aspects of, you know, money saving in regards to using natural medicine versus going down conventional care.
Sure. There's, for example, in my chapter on vascular health, I talk about statins and their use, and basically, your 90-some-odd percent of people who read my book will be able to just put down their statins and discontinue them. And so that comes at a cost, a financial cost to that particular person. And so, you know, the data behind statins, and again, I'm not some crazy guy in grandma's basement, you know, writing the stuff, you know, just with no solid information to back it up whatsoever. These come out of peer-reviewed clinical journals. These come out of journals such as Pediatrics and JAM and all these other mainstream journals out there. And so, in any event, the clinical data does not support the use of statins. At best, it supports it in four men who have had a previous cardiovascular event, and that is it. There's no clinical data to support its use in women or people over the ages of 65 to 70, or in fact, for that matter, even men younger than that age who have not had a cardiovascular event. So I have patients and many people who just simply flat out discontinue their statins. So that's kind of a direct, quick benefit right there. You also have the unseen benefit. For example, we'll talk about the father who brought in his son because his nose was constantly running with goo from both sides of his nose every single day. And the first thing I said was, well, do you give him dairy products? And so this goes into a long conversation of dairy, which I think we'll have later. Basically, the kid came off of dairy products, and lo and behold, years of constant nasal goo was cleared up within a week or two, never to return. And so now there are unseen savings there, such as the father does not have to take time off of work to take his son to the doctor's office to pay the copay, to get the antibiotic prescription to clear up his ear infection that was all basically centered around the dairy consumption. And then there's also the bigger grand scale savings as well. For example, with my patients in inflammatory bowel disease who literally have appointments to go down to Harvard and other places, Harvard being Mass General Hospital, you know, to have their Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis cared for, and I'm able to resolve it in 1 to 2 months, and they're you know, there's no issues, they're fine, no drugs, no surgery, they're off and doing fantastic with some changes here and there. So if you are a patient out there and you have a high deductible, whether it's $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 deductible, you are for all intents and purposes a cash paying patient in the system. And so you can continue to go to the same PCP for the same drug for the same results, or you can spend your money and try something else, and hopefully you'll find yourself a practitioner who really knows what they're doing.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, from the grand scheme of things, it saves everybody money, and the current way that the healthcare system is run is certainly one of the things that's actually bankrupting our country. And you know, but the problem is that the way the system is set up, it financially rewards the person for seeking out their traditional care, because they may have an insurance program through their work that they pay a couple $100 a month for, and it's subsidized by their employer, and to go get their statin medications and to go get their diabetes medications, they maybe have a small copay, and the reality is that the out-of-pocket expense is actually fairly minimal, even if they end up with severe heart disease and have to go in for a major surgery or bypass or stent placement or something. Insurance is usually picking up most of the bill. So for them to go out and actually spend extra money on vitamins and supplements and appointments with alternative care practitioners and changing their diet and maybe spending more money on the select foods that they're buying is actually upfront looks like more of an expense to them, which is a problem with how the system is currently run, and is incredibly unfortunate because it's that system that's fostering the promotion and continuing to perpetuate chronic disease in our country that's actually causing a major aspect of healthcare bankrupting in our country, which is a major, major impact on our deficit and our entire country's spending. So it really is terrible. But where the rubber really hits the road for people, I think, is when you talk about where do you picture yourself in 20 or 30 years? going down the road of natural medicine and starting to work with your body in a way that supports its optimal health by addressing these underlying issues, fundamentally changing your diet, fundamentally changing your sedentary lifestyle. These are the things that will allow you to live and prosper as you age. As your body gets older, it's going to be less likely to withstand the stressors that come from multiple medications and chronic disease. And eventually, it's going to take its toll. Whereas if you are able to keep yourself healthy from a young age and address these issues while your body is still vital and put those principles into place, you're so much more likely to enjoy your body and your life as you get older and older. So when we come back from the break, we're going to start on a topic that I just absolutely love because I think it is completely earth-shattering for most people out there. We're going to talk about dairy products. We're going to talk about some of the misconceptions around dairy products. And Guy, in his book and on our show in the next few segments, is going to totally blow the lid off of the whole dairy industry and a lot of preconceptions that people have around consuming dairy products. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, and we are going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I just want to give everybody a real quick reminder here. The Village Green Summer Sale has ended. So I thought it was going on for a few more days, but it's ended. So if you caught advantage of it, good for you. If you didn't, make sure to listen to the show regularly so you can catch our announcements on when our next big sale is going to be. We always have great savings every day on all of the products in the Village Green. So today we've been talking with Guy Daniels. Guy Daniels has written a fantastic book called Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine. And I think it's so fantastic, as I mentioned in the first segment, because every single one of his claims is substantiated and backed up by clinical research. And what I also liked about the book, Guy, is a lot of your candidness. For example, in your section on inflammatory bowel disease, you talk about the use of, I think it was fish oil for some of the inflammation and Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And you came to a point where you sort of gave some literature citations talking about how fish oil supports the outcomes in inflammatory bowel disease. But you also talked about and brought up the fact that there's a lot of data out there that doesn't suggest its benefit in these kinds of conditions, and you postulate why. So it's not just picking apart the data to support only the claims that you think are important. It really seemed like you looked through all of the data and only selected the ones that really, truly, significantly impacted a condition in a positive way. And when there was converse data on that topic, you brought it up and mentioned it, because you can really pick apart any kind of data or clinical research to support whatever you want in a lot of ways. So I like your candidness. I like the way you wrote the book. I really thought it's a fantastic read for anybody interested in learning more about natural medicine, more about natural health. You cover some very specific conditions. If I look here in the glossary, so if people are having issues with inflammatory bowel disease, it's a wonderful chapter and segment on inflammatory bowel disease. Bone health, osteoporosis, wonderful chapter on that. Vascular health, very important chapter on that. Great information on research behind vitamin D, vitamin A, probiotics, and fish oil. So they're all just some of the best, most well-researched, well-written material that I've seen on a lot of these topics in a while. So anybody interested, you can go out and get Guy Daniels' books, Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine, through Amazon, with Barnes & Noble's. Where else can they get it, Guy?
They can get it at my website, myoptimalhealthcare.com. It's available through numerous health food stores around the Northeast.
Great. And we do carry it at the Village Green Apothecary, so that's also where you can pick it up if you are local. So in this segment, I really want to talk about this issue of dairy products, because I'm always picking on dairy products, always asking patients to do dairy eliminations. As Guy mentioned in the last segment, people have chronic sinus issues, people have chronic respiratory asthma issues, people are dealing with chronic bowel issues like IBS or inflammatory bowel disease. Sometimes we're using testing to figure it out. Sometimes I'm going by clinical judgment. But whenever I talk about giving up dairy, it's like people look like they're a deer in headlights. It is very difficult for people to get their minds around it. And I've talked with so many traditional pediatricians and other doctors where we talk about kids with chronic recurring ear infections. And I say, well, get them off of dairy, because dairy by its nature has a lot of fats in it that actually contribute to a thickening of the mucus, even if you don't have a sensitivity, which can affect the drainage of the mucus through the back of the nose and through the eustachian tube, which can lead to chronic ear infections. And lo and behold, kids who oftentimes come off of dairy do fantastic. But it's not recognized in the traditional medical community. So, Guy, I'm going to stop talking, because you have so much great information you want to share about this. First of all, share with us what you wrote in the book, your common sense approach to why we shouldn't consume dairy. And then I want you to talk about why we consume dairy in our culture right now. How did it become such a staple in everything that we eat and everywhere we go?
Well, you're absolutely correct. It is a staple, along with, say, something like wheat and corn, for that matter, as well. And it's one of those things that people are, again, as you said, I agree with absolutely everything coming out of your mouth, and people are absolutely totally confused about, because, and again, we live in a society where we're heavily marketed to, and there's probably been no better marketing campaign than the Got Milk campaign. And so, you know, when you have all these people who are these supposed, you know, influencers and authorities on things, and they tell you, you know, drink milk, it's good for you, it's good for your bones, you know, everyone's led to believe that's simply a matter of fact, when it's actually the furthest thing from the truth. In fact, if you look around the world and you look at the nations that consume the most dairy products, i.e. the United States, the UK, which is, you know, Britain, the Scandinavian countries, those countries also have the highest rates of osteoporosis.
Right. So that's fascinating. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, I really want you to touch on the aspect of, I loved your common sense thoughts on why are we consuming so much dairy.
Right, which kind of leads into where I'm going, right? So if you look at these nations, right, I didn't mention any African nations or you know, anywhere along the equator, right? These are all kind of your colder nations, your northern European descent nations. And so basically, you know, now you get into this whole evolution versus creationism thing, but if you look at, you know, our Paleolithic ancestors, they didn't evolve with dairy. They evolved, you know, as hunter-gatherers. And so dairy consumption was not in the mix at all. Now, the agricultural revolution started some roughly 10,000 years ago, and then a couple thousand years later, eventually came this thing called the domesticated cow. And so dairy itself is just is a remnant of basically is this winter time, this emergency fuel reserves, right? Because you can't grow a garden in the winter here in New England or Virginia or something like that. And so you have these animals where you can kind of carry yourself through the winter. And so, again, if you look at all these different, you know, well-written books out there, there's a book by Weston Price. Of course, those people push dairy consumption. But the healthier people don't consume dairy products. They don't need to. You know, we come from the tropics. We consume, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, berries, things like this. And so, you know, why is it that we as a whole different species consume a food source, in this case milk, from an entirely different species which has four stomachs, different enzyme capacities than we have? Our human breast milk is very different from cow milk. And so you have this kind of this weird thing where it is boiled down to, well, you know, drink milk because it has a bunch of calcium in it, and consequently it must be good for your bones. And unfortunately, that's the furthest thing from the truth. And in the chapter on bone health, and also in the chapter on dairy, I show extensive clinical data from numerous clinical trials written by people with PhDs, masters in nutrition, MDs, et cetera, in common, you know, peer-reviewed clinical journals that again and again state that there is no support for calcium-only therapy, i.e. calcium supplements or dairy consumption in the support for osteoporosis.
Yeah, which is, you know, incredibly interesting, because whenever you talk to somebody about removing dairy from their diet, the first knee-jerk reaction is, where am I going to get my calcium? And especially when you're dealing with, you know, talking with women because of the high rates of osteoporosis in this country. But as you discussed, you know, when you look at the United States as a whole, if dairy products have so much calcium, and calcium is so important for bone health, you would think that our country, which has some of the highest rates of dairy per capita in the entire world, would have the lowest rates of osteoporosis. And the exact opposite is true. We have the highest rates of dairy consumption, and we have also the highest rates of osteoporosis of any of the developed nations in the world. So clearly there's some sort of disconnect as far as what we've been told and what's been marketed to us and what is actually good for our bodies. And then there's just the other concept of it is that, you know, our bodies were designed to deal with milk. But as you mentioned in your book, it's designed to deal with milk when we're infants, right? We have this enzyme that helps break down lactose, which is the primary sugar in milk. And as we get older, most of us start losing that capacity to break down lactose, which is where you get people that are lactose intolerant. Now, the other issue is that our bodies, as you mentioned, are designed to break down human breast milk, not milk from another species. Just from a clear standpoint of logic or common sense, if you look around in the natural world, you really don't see any other animals feeding off of the milk of any other animals. It just doesn't make a whole lot of biological sense when you really take a step back and look at it. Now, for survival, as humans, as you mentioned, moved farther from the equator, and we moved to colder areas as winter months came and there was less access to our farmed fresh vegetables and things we were growing on the farm, as you talk about in your book, you could harvest your grass and dry it, and then you could feed it to a domesticated cow all winter long and get dairy products that would give you butter, which you needed for fat, and give you milk and protein and other things to help sustain yourself. Now we're in a time period where we have the ability, based on our global commerce, to bring in fresh fruits and meats and vegetables from anywhere that we can, that they're growing, from California where they grow year-round or other countries. So do we really need this amount of dairy? And, you know, a lot of the issue is dairy tastes good. People like it. It's a comfort food. It has lots of fat in it. It triggers certain biological processes in our body that we're evolved to want to like and enjoy. Now, aside from that, Guy, I want you to just sort of talk about some of the science. If dairy has calcium, and calcium is good for our bones, why do we have so much osteoporosis in people that drink a lot of dairy products? What is the actual scientific backing of this process, and what is really the truth behind dairy as it relates to our bones? Because this is one of the biggest misconceptions, I think, that people have about their diet.
Okay, sure. And this is where we just simply talk about biochemistry, right? And I know it's a scary term, but it's behind everything that goes on inside the body. So if someone comes in with, say, quote-unquote, depression, you don't have depression. There's some biochemical reason behind what's going on in your body. And so if we take a look at milk, okay, Now, look at this. Why is our RDA set so high for calcium in our country as compared to many, quote-unquote, third-world countries? Because it's not always 1,000 milligrams or 1,200 milligrams for every country around the world. And this is a well-proven fact in the literature, is that our RDA is set so high for calcium because our protein consumption is so high in this country, right? We're a quote-unquote modernized country, a Western country. We eat a lot of protein compared to, say, some of the other, many other nations around the planet. And so now many things with that protein come into the body to include what's called sulfur. And sulfur comes in from a couple different amino acids. And you can get sulfur from grains as well and from other foods. However, the ratio of sulfur in these proteins, these animal proteins, is much higher than, say, in some of these other grains and some of these other foods. And so what happens is just simple acid-base balance, the body has to pull calcium from the bone to maintain the pH of the blood, which is the acid-base balance of the blood, which is maintained within a very, very narrow limit. You know, too low or too high, you're basically dead. And so the bone itself not only serves as a structural support for the body, but also a pH reservoir for the body as well. And so as we take in more and more, this primarily sulfur, phosphorus to a certain degree, but that's kind of been disproven. It's more along the lines of sulfur. The body slowly robs the calcium from the bones to neutralize that. Now, the reason why dairy is a problem is because dairy has been referred to as liquid protein. In other words, there's a whole lot of protein in dairy. And as you take something like milk and then you start making things like cheese and yogurt out of it, on a per unit of weight, the amount of protein goes up and up and up. And so if you're eating like a hard cheese or something, you have a lot more protein in there than if you're drinking milk, which is like 97% water. And so it is this huge protein burden we have on the body, whether it's through dairy or even through a 16-ounce New York strip that actually acts on the pH balance in the body, and this can be counterbalanced with lots of green leafy vegetables, which we frankly don't eat much of.
Right. So although dairy products like milk have a lot of calcium, which theoretically is good for the bone, what you're saying is that the high protein content in the milk, and when you consume that, the body actually has to spend calcium to deal with the acid-base balance just from the protein in the milk. So you're really not getting a lot of usable calcium extracted from the milk to be able to be deposited in the bones. And in fact, what's happening are the bones are almost acting like a storage depot and donating their calcium to neutralize the protein. Is that a fair assumption?
That's right on track. Okay. So, I mean, and again, this is clinical data. These are little research experiments done on these things where the net absorption, the net gain in calcium absorption is more than offset by the protein that's brought into the body. And then, I mean, we can give, sulfur to people and watch calcium excretion in the urine go through the roof.
Yeah.
And so these are time-proven things that, have happened. So the flawed premise behind this is, dairy is high in calcium, we're peeing out calcium, so therefore consume dairy products. But again, that's kind of the myth in the marketing there because it's simply not panning out. And if all this technical babble is too much for you, just think about what I said at the very beginning of this. The nations around the planet that consume the highest dairy consumption per capita have the highest rates of osteoporosis.
Right.
In your face common sense that you just simply can't get past.
And right out of your book, this is a quote right out of your book. This was evidenced in the Harvard study, which looked at 78,000 women and found that those who got the most calcium from dairy products actually broke more bones than those who rarely drank milk. You reference another one. Researchers at Yale reviewed 34 published studies, which encompass 16 different countries. Some of our usual suspects were included in such as Sweden, Finland, and the U.S. They found that those countries that consume the most animal food, which included dairy, had the highest rates of osteoporosis. So this is food for thought, literally. All right, everybody, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to pick up some more interesting topics related to vascular health. Don't go anywhere. This is some very great conversation. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com. GardenOfLife.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., always covering a wide range of topics related to health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. I have a stellar guest on the phone with me today, Guy Daniels, who's written a fantastic book called Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine. And in the last segment, we really sort of talked about some of the misconceptions around dairy products. And I really encourage you to listen to that segment if you're just tuning in. And you can listen to that segment in addition to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the archive show section. You can also go right into your iTunes and type in the iTunes search bar, Essentials of Healthy Living, and all the shows will come up for you to be downloaded for absolutely free in a podcastable format, which is just a great resource. The Village Green Apothecary is the sponsor of the show, and they're located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been here for over 40 years, offering people health and wellness tools to achieve their optimal health. They have a wonderful traditional pharmacy that will fill any prescriptions that you need and accept all major insurance. They also have a compounding pharmacy, which makes custom pharmaceutical preparations as well as nutritional and vitamin preparations for people. And they also have a wonderful selection of over 10,000 different health and wellness products, vitamins, supplements, body care, everything you could ever think of when it comes to health and wellness issues. We have a wonderful staff, herbalists on staff, nutritionists, people who have been in the health and wellness industry on the cutting edge for 30 plus years. So it's a wonderful resource. If you've never been in there, it's a great place to go. So in this segment, Guy, you know, you have a lot of some specific condition issues in the book. We talked about inflammatory bowel diseases, one, bone health, vascular health. Because this is so near and dear to your story, considering how you shared in the beginning of the book that one of the ways you got down your journey of natural health care was your own experience with a diagnosis of Crohn's disease. And so in the book, the chapter on inflammatory bowel disease, I think, is done incredibly well. You outline so many of the great underlying factors that contribute to inflammatory bowel disease and even in IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, and then you also lay out a really good natural plan to address some of these things. So I just want to let you elaborate a little bit on some of your core concepts around the causes of inflammatory bowel disease and some of your approaches to addressing it naturally, which you have gotten to through very, very rigorous validation from all the scientific literature.
Sure. Well, inflammatory bowel disease is kind of an umbrella term for both Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And so Crohn's is kind of the end of the small intestine, and ulcerative colitis is in the large intestine. I treat them both basically the same, and the underlying causes for them are very close to being the same. And so typically we can, you know, wrap up most cases under allergen, pathogen, and genetic flaws. And so what do I mean by that? Let's take a look at allergen first. So allergen, again, we come back to dairy and also, say, for example, wheat. Those are, without dispute, the number one and two biggest food allergens we have in our diets. And so I put everybody on, at the very least, a dairy-free, gluten-free diet. And, of course, now this is something that not everyone can do, and which is why, you know, coming into natural medicine requires your full participation. I mean, you are the most active component of your own healthcare when in the field of natural medicine. You're not just relying on someone to sling a drug at you. And so, you know, I combine this, again, this hypoallergenic approach, and I like to avoid preservatives as well because I have a little piece in there that talks about preservative sensitivities, which really is nowhere else in any literature. So that's the allergen component. There's also the pathogen component as well, which can coexist with the allergen. And so with a pathogen component, you'll often see, a third or fourth round of antibiotics kick off inflammatory bowel disease, for example. And that's because the antibiotics have killed off the bacteria in the gut, both good and bad, and let yeast take over. And so that can be the pathogenic load, or it can be a trip to Mexico and you drink the water and you come back with some bad bug, something like that. So there's not one pathogen that's, you know, the all-inclusive cause of inflammatory bowel disease. There's another pathogen that's interesting in dairy products called MAP. I'm not going to give you the full name, but it's in the tuberculosis family. And so that has been shown time and time again to be a cause for Crohn's disease for many people out there. In fact, it causes what's essentially Crohn's disease in cattle and kills them. And so, again, I bring it up because there are lots of different possible pathogens that can be the underlying cause of inflammatory bowel disease. And these pathogens and even these allergens can then expose the third tier, which is genetic flaws. And so, you know, we all possess these genetic flaws. You know, all of us walking around, we all have our weaknesses. And so, for example, you know, you look at someone like George Burns, who smoked and drank till 90-something or other, right? But then you look at my high school gym teacher who died at 40-something or other, you know, because he smoked as well. And so, you know, why can one guy do that and another guy can't? Well, again, these things boil down to genetic flaws. And so for the IBD patient, right, the Crohn's, also colitis patient, you know, it's not that it's in their head. It's not that they're weak. That just simply happens to be their genetic flaw, which was exposed by either antibiotics or bad bacteria or a constant allergen or something like that. And so there are three genetic flaws that have primarily been found in the research, and then one is a defect in your body's ability to make mucus. And mucus is a good thing in the GI tract. It separates this huge immune system you have from all these foreign little proteins traveling down your GI tract. And that's probably the main driver for ulcerative colitis. Then there's a defect in what's called antimicrobial defenses. In other words, your body's ability to kill off the bad bugs in your gut. And that's probably the main driver for Crohn's. And then thirdly, you have what's been routinely found is a defect in regulating your immune response, which seems to be prevalent in both conditions, whereby the body just starts attacking, and there's really nothing there to kind of rein in that attack. And so you have this what looks like an autoimmune response because you have this, you know, ramped up immune system and this tissue destruction, but it's really not. It's an allergen pathogen thing. And so the body just keeps attacking itself, not knowing, and so that, which is why I use a lot of vitamin A and a lot of vitamin D. And so that's kind of the high-tech babble behind inflammatory bowel disease. And then, you know, I present a lot of clinical data behind that. And, of course, you know, the approach to dealing with this is multifactorial. I approach all angles.
Sure. So you talk about approaching the diet, which you've talked about, a allergen-free diet, specifically focusing on dairy and wheat to start off for most people, which is oftentimes for many reasons a huge trigger. And then you really talk about some specific nutrients, and it's great because you give not specific recommendations in the book, but when you cite the literature oftentimes in the studies that you cite does give specific references even as far as dose. So maybe you can just touch upon some of the different natural products, different natural supplements, herbal, other nutrients that you see as being some of the most effective. And, you know, of course, with full disclosure that, you know, it's not just one thing that's going to do it, but I think it is interesting for people to kind of know about some of the better products out there for managing inflammatory bowel disease and what things really lend themselves well to supporting the health of the GI tract.
Sure. Well, let's say you have ulcerative colitis. You know, one of the more important things you can take, and again, like you said, it's multifactorial. I don't rely on one single thing, are herbs. And they are what's referred to as mucilaginous herbs. They possess these things called mucopolysaccharides, which is basically mucus in a plant. And so things like slippery elm and marshmallow root. And so, like I said, the primary genetic flaw would appear to be in ulcerative colitis, a defect in making this mucus in the body. And so if you resupply this, you know, this mucus from a plant into the ulcerative colitis patient, you're helping to separate the immune system from these foreign proteins or this bacteria, whatever it happens to be, and you're helping to dampen down the immune response. And so in the drug world, you know, that's done with corticosteroids and TNF inhibitors, which cause cancer and things like that. But we do it naturally this way. And so those are very key in that equation, and there's some very significant patient success, you know, I have and many other naturopathic providers have using those guys right there. I also mentioned vitamin A and vitamin D. There's some really wild, hardcore research that I do touch on in the vitamin A chapter. Nowhere else will you find a book on vitamin A or a chapter on vitamin A. But in any event, that really gets into how vitamin A and vitamin D work together to modulate, and I use that word specifically, modulate the immune response. I don't want to increase the immune response with something like an echinacea or something like that. I want to modulate the immune response. And so they're very helpful in cancer, and the data is pretty clear on that. Vitamin A and D work together on a multitude of different things, and you don't want to take too much of one and not enough of the other. And we're, for better or for worse, we're on this vitamin D kick right now. We're all taking gobs and gobs of vitamin D. But that really should be balanced with both vitamin A and vitamin K2, but that's a topic for another time.
Right, so. And maybe that's something we'll touch on when we return from the break, because vitamin K2 applies to a few things. And if you guys have listened to my shows in the past, I did one a few weeks ago that really talked specifically about calcium and vitamin D and vitamin K2 and some of the relationships together. But I think Guy can elaborate on that a little bit and talk about some of its other implications specifically in regards to cardiovascular health and vascular health. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about vascular health and wrap up some other key concepts in Guy Daniel's book, which is entitled Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning with another great show related to health and wellness. Today we've been talking a lot about a bunch of really interesting topics. I have a great special guest on the phone with me, Guy Daniels. He's written a new book called Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine. That's available at the Village Green. It's available on Amazon.com, and it's available through his website, which is, Guy, what's your website?
It's myoptimalhealthcare.com.
Myoptimalhealthcare.com. And as I talked about in the beginning of the show, I really like the book because it is pretty much everything he talks about is validated by very solid clinical data and clinical research, and all the references for this clinical research are provided in the book. So we don't have a whole lot of time left in the show, but in the last segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about vascular health. And in the last segment, we sort of ended it by discussing some of the immunomodulating effects of vitamin D and vitamin A, and as they relate to inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And we talked a little bit about vitamin K2 in the end of that conversation because of the synergistic effect that vitamin D, vitamin A, and vitamin K have together, and some of the concerns that are arising by everybody just taking vitamin D by itself these days and not using these other nutrients synergistically. So, Guy, maybe you can touch upon some of the synergistic relationships that these vitamins have and then talk about how they maybe relate a little bit to vascular health.
Sure. So vitamin D, I think everyone knows a lot about vitamin D by now. And it does lots and lots of wonderful things in the body. In fact, I have a whole chapter on it in the book. So one of the things it does is it increases the synthesis, the production of this protein in bone. Okay, it's called osteocalcin, if you care. And so, but that osteocalcin isn't active until vitamin K comes along and activates it. And so what happens is you can take all this D and have all this osteocalcin ready to snag calcium out of the blood and stick it into the bone. But again, if that vitamin K doesn't swing on by and activate it, then it's useless. And so basically what you're doing, because one of the other things that vitamin D does is it increases calcium absorption in the gut. So you're absorbing more calcium, but it's got to go somewhere. And unfortunately, the data is showing that D and or calcium-only therapy is resulting in a higher risk for cardiovascular disease because it's winding up in the soft tissue, which is your vasculature, you know, your arteries, your heart, your and ultimately your kidneys as well. Now, vitamin K activates that protein, which pulls calcium into the bone. And interestingly enough, vitamin K also activates another protein right in the vasculature, which pulls calcium out of the vasculature. And so if you want to look at anything that's a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, it's not cholesterol. Cholesterol is flipping a coin. Half the people who have a cardiovascular event have normal to low cholesterol values. What you should really be looking for is calcification. Calcification is a much infinitely better predictor of cardiovascular disease than cholesterol. And so this vitamin K2 sits smack dab in what's called the calcium paradox, where as we age, we lose calcium from the bone, and it goes to the vasculature. And I have a lot of data to support that. And vitamin A helps in that regard as well.
So, yeah, definitely a very interesting concept when it comes to looking at the whole picture of vitamin D and calcium supplementation. And I think that, the research is definitely showing us that vitamin K is playing a more important role. And as you've talked about, the clinical research now that's starting to come out is really pointing towards this fact that calcium supplementation by itself may actually be increasing rates of cardiovascular disease, which is, you know, really quite scary, because women have always been told, make sure you get your 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium. And I think that some of those core key recommendations are going to get turned up on their end in the next 3 to 5 years. And one of the reasons might be, not that calcium supplementation is bad for you, but if it's not done synergistically with the other nutrients and you don't have things like vitamin K2 to activate the protein that deposits the calcium into the bone, then, as Guy pointed out, that calcium floats around the system and has to end up somewhere, and a lot of times ends up in the vasculature. So we got a few minutes left here, Guy. Maybe you can talk a little bit just about some of the other closing comments and remarks about the philosophy of your book, and you know, anything else that you want to share with the audience regarding aspects of using natural medicine to address your healthcare concerns and how it relates or conflicts or works synergistically with conventional care. And I mean, you have a lot of great thoughts on the topic.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. And I just like to kind of end where you left off, in that, you know, I've kind of coined this term in the book, this mononutrient fixation. And where, you know, we kind of take these single nutrients at a time thinking they're going to help us. And in this case, it's calcium. In some other cases, it's something else. And so I try to accomplish a lot in the book. And one of them is to show that, you know, we aren't these single nutrient mammals. We're very complicated. The science is really cutting edge right now, but we still have a lot to learn. And there's a lot of information I present that really turns things upside down. I've got lots and lots of wonderful reviews from numerous patients and readers and even practitioners from around the country. Christiane Northrup, who's a New York Times bestseller, gave me a raving endorsement, as well as, like I said, numerous other practitioners. So the book is really written to provide the reader with information so they can take charge of their own personal health care and the personal health care of their loved ones. And so I'm giving information that you've not seen before in many cases, and I back it up with lots of clinical data. And so I'm not trying to, you know, shove it down your throat. I'm providing the reader with information. And as an adult, you can sit back and say, you know what, I think I'll pursue that and I won't pursue this. And so you can become armed with information, and information is power. So then you can begin to take steps to get yourself better, get your family better, and then reduce your healthcare costs through natural medicine.
Sure, and it's absolutely true. You and I, as people on the front line practicing natural medicine, see this every day. Not only do you potentially save money, but you gain so many other aspects of health in your life. To be free of the dependence that comes with pharmaceutical medications and other invasive therapies related to conventional care is so incredibly liberating. And as you learn it yourself, you're able to influence, as Guy pointed out, those around you. If you have small children, if you have a family, as you learn about natural medicine and you learn about the ways to incorporate it into your life, again, you're going to move away from Guy's term of a mononutrient fixation, where you're going to start to learn that the answers don't come in one bottle. The answers don't come in a supplement sitting on a shelf. Sure, they may be part of guiding your body and giving your body the tools it needs to reach a healthier place. Truly, the health comes when you bring everything into line. Our bodies are so incredibly complex and designed with such intricacy and such amazing detail that there is no way one thing is going to affect major problems related to health. So it really becomes this aspect of re-looking at the whole way that you view your body and the way that you take care of it. And this book is a great place to start to learn really the basics and to really understand some key concepts when it comes to that, because in your intro chapter, you really discuss really taking a look at using natural medicine. You become the most important player in your health. You're not relying on another doctor to write you a prescription or give you a pill. You are incredibly engaged at every minute in what you do, because your diet, your lifestyle, your exercise regimens become one of the most fundamental pieces in recovering your health. The herbs, the nutrients, the vitamins, those things work to support your body as it makes its journey towards a better state of health. This is all doable. This works for millions and millions of people every day with every kind of condition, from the common cold to advanced cancer. So if you're looking to get started with something interesting, come into the Village Green, talk to one of our health advisors there, talk to me, download our previously recorded shows, listen to the archive shows, or go out and buy Guy's book, Reduce Your Healthcare Costs Through Natural Medicine by Guy Daniels, available at Amazon.com or on your website, which is Optimal Health. What is it?
MyOptimalHealthcare.com.
MyOptimalHealthcare.com.
Also on Barnes & Noble as well.
Well, Guy, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. Thank you all out there for listening. I'll be back in a couple weeks with another great show related to health and wellness. So until then, this is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.